Now you have, first of all, here, what we call the linguistic phenomenon. And that is the thing I think that's rather important to know. We want to read now the first three verses. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. Now, we have here, actually, this man Gog, and I understand that's a Tartaric word that means roof. That means the man's on top. And I can't think of a better name for a dictator than Gog, the fellow that's on top. And if he's not on top, he's not a dictator. And if he's on top, he is a dictator. Now, I have here Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. Now, you'll notice that we've made here the translation that's in our authorized version. Now, this word chief here, actually, it should be changed because it really means a head, and the Hebrew word is rosh, and it was the learned Dean Stanley, whose exhaustive history of the Eastern Church was published half a century ago. And in that was a note by Gesenius, the great Hebrew scholar, to the effect that the word rus, or rosh, as we have it here, the Hebrew is rosh, that it, in this passage of Scripture here, should be Russia. And then Dean Stanley adds this, and this is something important to note, that this is the only reference that you have to a modern nation in the entire Old Testament. This is the only one that is referred to a modern nation, and that is the nation of Russia. Now, Bishop Lowther, he made the statement that Rosh, taken as a proper name in Ezekiel, signifies the inhabitants of Scythia, from whom the modern Russians derive their name. You see, Russia was first called Muscovy, and it's a name derived from Meshech, and it was Ivan IV, and that was the ruler, the Tsar of Russia, who was called Ivan the Terrible. And he came to the Muscovite throne in 1533, and he assumed the title of Tsar of Russia. And that was the first time that this name was used. And I'm sure you can note that the words of Meshech and Tubal, they certainly sound like Moscow and also Tobolsk, way over in Siberia. I believe that here you have something quite remarkable. And I can't see that when you look at the language that you could come up with anything except this, that we're talking about the modern nation of Russia.